This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Convicted killer Mark Chopper Reed became a celebrity in his native Australia with two bestsellers and frequent TV appearances in which he detailed his life in crime. Over the years, he's been suspected of embellishing his resume. He boasts of committing 19 murders, but he's been convicted of only one. The Australian movie Chopper examines Chopper Reed's life of crime and fame. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
There are an awful lot of brawls going on in Chopper, which isn't a surprise considering the film's hero. Mark Chopper Reed is an ex-convict and violent offender, a killer really, whose best-selling accounts of his career and frequent television appearances have made him a national celebrity in Australia. Chopper the film is director Andrew Dominik's account of Reed's life from his incarceration in the mid-1970s through a mini crime spree he pulled off in the mid-1980s, a spree that exclusively victimized other low-level criminals. But those aren't the main bouts in the movie. For the headliner in one corner, armed with a savvy nose for notoriety, we have the champion self-promoter Chopper Reed, played by Australian stand-up comedian and TV star Eric Bana. For the challenger, we have first-time filmmaker Dominik, a man who would very much like to knock the wind out of Chopper a few times, if not silence him completely. Dominik portrays Chopper as a weirdly conflicted man who seems on the edge of psychosis, but is not quite there yet. After a barbarous assault on a fellow prisoner that leaves him bleeding profusely on the floor, a sorrowful Chopper offers apologies, then starts kidding around about how much fun he and the wounded man will have after he gets better. Dominik finds Chopper's bizarre sense of guilt more interesting than his crimes, but it's his flair for celebrity that really takes center stage. Chopper is constantly talking himself up to anyone who will listen. When he finally gets out of prison after serving 10 years for attempting to kidnap a judge, he decides he's now going to live the life of a legendary figure, a kind of brass-knuckle Robin Hood. Chopper has alienated so many criminal associates that he decides to be the scourge of the underworld, an undercover hitman for the police. Here, he makes an offer to a couple of Melbourne detectives who want nothing to do with him.
I'm a bloody disappointment to you, aren't I?
What?
Well, you've probably read all the newspaper stories about me, and you've heard the word on the street about me, and you've got a picture in your head of what bloody Chopper Reed's like, and we're sitting here at this bar, all very nice and cosy, and I'm a bit of a bloody letdown to you.
What are you on about, mate?
I feel like I should be doing more for you, Mr. Downey, to be honest. You know, there's crims out there, they get around like a bloody protected species. You know, why? I mean, look, I know you blokes don't mind turning the occasional blind eye whilst I deal out my own bit of poetic justice, right?
Actually, Mark, that's not the way we operate.
I understand perfectly, Mr. Downey. There are certain things that you can't appear to condone.
Look, appearance has got nothing to do with it. We don't condone them.
Scenes like this are clearly meant to expose Chopper's penchant for self-deception. But the self-promoting convict gets his own back in a strange way. Eric Bana, who plays Chopper, an actor virtually unknown outside of Australia, gives an absolutely startling, remarkably charismatic performance. He dominates each scene he's in simply by being there. Bana has caught the killer's strange blend of megalomania and remorseful sanity perfectly and subtly. All he needs to do is shift his gaze and force a sheepish grin, and he shows us an internal struggle of remarkable complexity. In Australia, though, Bana is a star. Casting him as a killer is similar to, say, hiring Steve Martin to play John Gotti. An American audience would know simply from Martin's presence that a satirical or at least comic point was being made. But Chopper, which was a big hit in its homeland, loses that pop culture context abroad. We haven't read Chopper's bestsellers either, though at least one is now available in paperback. We don't know whether Chopper is overexposed or that Bana is primarily a funny man. All we can see is this wild man of Australia, repulsive yet charismatic and almost hypnotically watchable. Whatever points Dominic scored with Australian audiences, Chopper wins by a knockout here.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. This is Fresh Air.